Good morning, and welcome to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Today is the 28th of November in the year of our Lord, 2020. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving and is doing well. Okay. I believe Tim had a few messages he wanted to put out this morning. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, do it.
The only time I'll mention it during the entire show, folks, we are having our Black Friday sale with all of our products, basically 10% off everything. Go to ruralsurvival.life, look on the left-hand side towards the top. You'll see the links for everything. But we do still have plenty of the 16-gigabyte flash drives with all the almost 6 gigabytes of survival and military manuals, do-it-yourself stuff, all that. And, of course, we also have the mask. That's what I'm trying to say. We still have the mask. We've added several different kinds and sizes. We've got the holiday and party collection, which are sequins, you know, bright, shiny, flashy stuff, bling stuff in red, blue, gold, and silver. We've got three kinds of camouflage, and of course, we've got the solid colors, which are black, white, and pink. We also have the Indigo camping, emergency backpacking, and hiking rocket stoves for sale. The turnaround time on those is 3 to 5 weeks. Sorry, folks, just getting too many orders that are making them as fast as they can. Right now, until Monday midnight Central Time, you can take advantage of our sale, 10% off on everything. The code is BFCM. BFCM. It stands for Black Friday Cyber Monday. That's the coupon code. So go ahead and take advantage of that, folks. It's mainly for our listeners. We didn't publicize it. Our listeners and those that subscribe to the store's email letter know about it, but that's it. Okay, Rick and Lori, you guys take it away.
Miss Lori. Yep, I'm here. Take it away, Miss Lori.
Okay, Lori, you there? We might have lost Lori. I got dropped a couple of times here at the first part of the show, so... We might have lost Lori
here
for a minute. I'm not sure. Oh, okay.
All right.
Rick, where do you want to go?
Well, you know, normally we would talk about something like the economy or some kind of a geo-social political upheaval. I'm going to take 5 minutes out and do something that I never do. I'm going to talk about me, and I don't do it because I don't know why in the world anyone would want to hear it, except in this particular case, I'm really talking about everybody else, and I'm hoping you'll see something in it. It is a situation that's still to this day makes me stop and take notice. When I was much younger, in my early 30s, I started a business and we had a painting company, and that did not really, I just didn't like that. I mean, it was very seasonal, very annoying. During that time I learned how to refinish furniture, and I was good at it. And I opened up a furniture refinishing shop / antique type situation. And no matter how hard I worked, every month it looked like we just broke even. In fact, it looked like the faster I worked, the more broker I got. It was one of those situations where, you know, you would say, well, I lose $5 on every sale, but I make it up in volume. No, seriously, that was my experience with with a furniture refinishing shop, the profit margins just aren't there. But I battled away for about 5 years, and I remember this one day. We were so far, probably about this time of the year, going into the holidays. There was always this huge panic to get everything done for the holidays. Everybody wanted their stuff back. And I remember looking at the workload and becoming so overwhelmed psychologically. I went into the office and flopped down at my desk, and I said to myself, what in the hell am I going to do? And a voice said, clear as the day, go help somebody else. And as I sat there and I thought about that, you would think, well, that is crappy advice. It's counterintuitive. It's me that's in trouble, blah, blah, blah. But as I thought about it for about 30 or 60 seconds, my anxiety just went away. It was weird.
Oh.
It was like sublingual Xanax. And I thought to myself, you know, that is a great idea, but what am I going to do? I didn't know what I was going to do, and I didn't know who I was going to help, but damn it, I was going to help somebody, and they were just going to have to put up with it. But bear this in mind, and this is the message that I'm trying to convey to you, is that if you focus on your own woes, it ruins your entire life experience. When you focus on other people's problems and put your hand to solving those, your life becomes meaningful. Your anxieties, they just aren't there because you're so busy being a good person. You don't have time to really get all nervous about you. And oddly enough, it seems like when you do that, somehow you start something happening and you wind up somehow getting help yourself, which is exactly what happened. As I focused on other people, everything just flawlessly and seamlessly worked itself out. A lesson that I have never forgotten. But to add to it, which I don't have to do, because if you ask me, that in itself would be enough. But
right.
Humorously, what I did was, when I was a little younger still, I had been installing valves and pipelines for a living, and my territory was Southern Illinois. And so I used to drive up through Alton, Illinois, and all this. There was an orphanage there, a big old orphanage. And I was always very good with my hands. And so I said, okay, I know who could use some help. I know somebody who can use somebody just like that. So I drove to this orphanage and went through this, just looked like this giant castle is what it looked like, kind of spooky. Went through the front door, and there was a lady sitting at a desk. And I said, who's in charge here? I'd like to see who's ever in charge. And, of course, she said, what do you want with them? It turns out it was some sort of a priest or a brother. What do you want with them? I said, well, my name's Rick, and I'm here to help. So here's what happens. You know the old adage, beware the volunteers? Well, apparently this priest made it up. He knew it. So I sat there in that waiting room 1 hour, 2 hours, and every now and then I'd hear some murmuring, and I'd see the lady look out through the opening and say, no, he's still there. And I'm like, oh, he's waiting for me to go away. And so finally, after 3 hours, I said to the lady, you may as well send him out because I'm not leaving until I help somebody. And so finally the guy comes out and he goes, what do you want? I'm so-and-so. What do you want? And I said, I'm going to help you. And he goes, well, okay. I said, I'll tell you what, I'll take your help, but first I want you to go to your local parish and ask the local priest if you can help him first. Well, that's very wise, very wise. He could have saved 3 hours by telling me that 3 hours ago, but okay. So I go home, and I'm not even Catholic. I don't know what my parish is. So I go home and ask my wife, what's my parish? She goes, well, it's right over there. Okay, good. Hop back in the truck, buzz on over, beat on the door, and this bright young face pops his head out. My buddy, Father Midas. Never met him. And it was funny because this is what he says. I said, my name's Rick, and I'm here to help. And he goes, well, what can you do? And I said, just about anything. And he goes, you know, that's great, because I was just given a monumental task. I have to reclaim church artifacts, and I have nobody to help me, and I have no money. I was not given a budget, just permission to do it whatever way I could. And I thought, well, this is just the weirdest thing on the planet. This guy gets a job. He doesn't know how to do it. And he doesn't not do it with his hands. He has no money, has no skills. And here I am. So I'm like, okay, this is just perfect. Yeah. Well, I spent the next 5 years kind of co-teaching with this guy, teaching adults, which is when I wound up getting a lot of my religious education just like that. But what he used to say, a lot of things, a lot of it stuck with me. And one of the things he said, there are no coincidences. And I truly believe that that is exactly what was going on here, is that is exactly where they knew I'd be going. They knew it when they whispered in my ear. They knew that was what was going to happen. Subsequently, it was not intended, but there are no consequences. I didn't want to go in the Army. I wound up going in the Army. Now, strangely, what was my MOS? I am a materials handling storage expert. So my job is to move objects from one place to the other and store them properly. Well, that's a good MOS for a prepper. That sounds like a... So is there a coincidence? I don't really know. But, you know, it was in the Army. I learned a lot of things. I learned a lot about me, too. Learned a lot about other people. And then, you know, the religious knowledge and the knowledge that I got in the military, you know, gave me a certain knowledge base. And I was able to show up here at this show and share some of it for whatever it's worth. And so once again, I'm willing to say that he's right. The Monsignor is correct. There are no coincidences. This all was basically by design. And so I guess what I would end by saying is, you know, if you're feeling nervous, if you're feeling angry, you're not thinking about things properly. Take 3 steps back. Find out what's making you nervous and anxious. Find out what's making you angry, and think about it in some other kind of light. There is a movie that is certainly worth seeing. It was, the guy's name, he was the, what is it, great, he's turned into a great actor, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. It is, everybody just screamed.
Yeah, I can picture his face. Corey, what's his name? Same one that played in that Alien movie.
He's been
Will Smith,
yeah, turned into a really good actor. He has a movie, I think it's called Three Words. And it's interesting, I think it's him. Anyway, if it's not, it hardly matters. I don't think it's Cuba Gooding Jr. But what happens is this guy's an investment advisor and a first-class bullshit artist. And he stands out under this, what looks like a ficus tree, around his swimming pool, basically just lying his ass off to everybody that calls. And he notices that as he's talking, leaves keep falling off of his tree. And after a while, he begins to notice that they correspond to the number of words he speaks. And his life, he's basically a semi-tormented individual because his relationship with his father was horrible. And so I'm not going to tell you how this ends, but I will tell you that he gets down to three leaves, and he doesn't want to, nobody can get this guy to speak. And he uses those, he uses his last three words to his very best advantage. And when he does, his tree is completely full of leaves again. And it was, it is a great movie. Another great movie that he did, which is worth seeing, is 7 Pounds. I won't go into it, but and even though Catholics do not even remotely believe in suicide, it still has valuable lessons and is completely worth seeing. Any time it comes on, I'll just watch it again because it's that good. But, you know, so during this holiday season, you know, I'm inviting people to understand that there have been no coincidences really in your life. Everything that's happened to you has been ordained or permitted by God for your own good. And that may be some of the stuff that happened. You didn't like it. It was harsh. It was bad. Or at least you thought so. But what happens on the other side is you wind up with a knowledge base that puts you in a position to understand and help other people, which is the only reason you were ever placed here on the planet in the first place. And right. when you embrace your real job, and that's what your real job is, you're putting yourself in the position to get to heaven, of course. And, you know, I know that a lot of you out there rolling your eyes like, yeah, we knew that. Well, yeah, some of you knew it and some of you didn't. But, you know, the problem with this knowing things is...
Some of the people never thought of it like that, probably, Rick.
No, and so, you know...
Reminder.
And so, yeah, and so, you know, to that effect, you're placed on this earth in order to learn and grow and get to heaven. That's what you're here for. And so, you know, bear that in mind as you go through. I mean, you're going to find yourself in some situations going into the holidays that you're probably not going to care a lot for. Use them just like Will Smith used his last two words. Use them to your best advantage. And remember that words are very powerful things. You can kill somebody with a few words. So be super duper careful. And when we get back from the break, we might want to talk about charity. I brought charity up before, but the subject fascinates me. The subject, when I first read Peter's letters, which he didn't say a lot, and I've mentioned this on the show before, but, you know, half of our listeners probably died, and we probably have some new ones, so I'll mention it again. Peter said, he didn't say a lot, but what he did say was, charity covers a multitude of sins. And so I'm like, well, I'm down with that. So I started throwing money all over the place, and I thought, well, I'm going to buy my staircase to heaven. That's what I'm going to do. Well, lo and behold, wouldn't you know it, that isn't what he's talking about. Charity, the kind of charity which is the kind that every person can offer, is not giving money away. It's accepting people as they are. Refuse to judge. Do not judge. If you refuse to judge people, you will find that people will be comfortable having you around. They'll want you around. You'll make them feel better about themselves. You'll put them in a frame of mind where they want to do better. So that's the kind of charity that everyone can offer, regardless of their financial situation. I'm reminded of Teresa of the Little Flower, St. Teresa of the Little Flower. She's also called St. Teresa of the Little Way. Of course, she was you know, a nun. She didn't have any money, but what she would do is she'd pick a little tiny flower and write a nice note to another nun and put that on their pillow, and when they would come in, they would find that. It's all free. It's all charity. But, you know, for those people that are having a rough day, just a little thing like that can make all the difference. You know, rather than, you know, you going home and yelling at your wife because your day was crappy. Somebody has a kind word for you. You know, you go home and you spread that around. You're happy to see the kids. They're happy to see you. There are no frustrations causing harsh words. So remember, going into this holiday season, that be just as charitable as you possibly can, and see what impact it has on you and everyone around you. And I think that's about it for that one.
Okay, buddy. Well, I think that was fantastic. Apparently, we skipped the first break, Rick. So let's go ahead and talk about charity. Or did you cover everything?
Well, no. What do you say? No, I mean, I don't know that anybody can cover everything. What would you say about it?
I mean, did you wanted to say?
No, I mean, I'm asking your opinion. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you on what you said, every single point. And I will go somewhere that I've never gone before on this show when it comes to helping others. You know, when you help people in any way, shape, or form, that is charity. Okay? It really is. How do I say this? And I don't want to throw any personal examples in there because I don't want to embarrass anybody. But, I mean, something as simple as taking somebody to the grocery store, helping them out to understand what the law says on this or that. People that don't know how to read, helping them with their day-to-day life as far as understanding how to respond to mail and letters of demand and stuff like that. In my mind, that is all charity. And if you disagree, please say so. But, things, I'm not bragging when I say this, folks. All I was going to say, Rick, was that, in my mind, anything I can do to people is probably charity. But I don't, I'm not looking for any rewards for doing so. I'm just trying to do the right thing. That's all.
Well, it has been my experience that sometimes having a lot of money it blinds you, and you think that all problems are solved with a cash ointment, but people who are of more modest means tend to, I think, have a better bead on what is important in life. They understand the value of kindness. They understand the value of little things. To throw a $10 bill at somebody who's homeless and keep on moving is the easiest thing you could possibly do. To go down to the local sandwich shop and buy this guy two sandwiches, one for lunch and one for dinner, and hand them to him, now what have you done? Now you had to waste not just your money, but now it's your time and energy you had to do. And this guy was never going to get as far as the sandwich shop anyway because he's got no wheels. So sometimes having money can be a real disadvantage when it comes to being charitable. And doesn't that sound just ass backwards? But it's not. I mean, that's the important things. Like I said, this nun had no money, and, she is still called Teresa of the Little Way because she knew how to be charitable. She really knew what it was, and she used it to her best advantage. So, like a lumberjack uses a chainsaw, that's what she was doing. and she's still recognized for that today. So, yeah, no, that's it's so that you don't have to have money to be charitable. Anyone can do it, but what it requires is that you be mindful. It requires that you be aware of what's happening and attempt to make a difference. Just put your shoulder to the wheel and push. That's all you got to do. Anyway, that would be my thought on that matter.
Exactly. Well, I absolutely agree with you, Rick. Warren, any comments on the subject? I know you got something to say.
Actually, no, I don't. I mean, I've mentioned it several times, you know, helping those, like the elderly, the homeless, you know, those acts of charity, giving part of yourself or, you know, helping in any way you can. So I think that's pretty well covered.
Okay. All right. Well, Rick, where do we want to go next, buddy? I've got some ideas, but I don't know if we really want to go there.
Well, what are you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking about the election.
Go ahead. No, we need to buzz over that real quick, because it's going to make a difference.
The reality is we and our listeners can't really do anything about it, but we need to be aware of what's going on. The reality is it's looking to me like there's a greater likelihood, more and more every day, that Trump might prevail in this election thing. If he'd asked me a week ago, I would have said, no, Biden's our next president. But after reading Sidney Powell's brief, or parts of it at least, I didn't read the whole 106 pages, and looking at some of Rudy Giuliani's stuff, unless our courts are absolutely and totally corrupt, I don't see how Trump can lose. I mean, the evidence is prima facie. I mean, 105% of the registered voters turning out to vote in, you know, Pennsylvania and some of their precincts. You know, Biden 60,000, Trump 3,200. Come on, guys. You know, this stuff's ridiculous. Okay, folks, we got a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. We're going to start taking calls probably in about 15 minutes. So we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC. Somersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Looking all around me, what do I see? Lots of changing faces and lots of things to be, but I'm happy just to be a part of all I see. As I turn round to look at you and you look back at me.
And welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. At the moment, we are talking about, I guess, the election. So, okay, guys.
Tim, finish that up.
Okay, Rick.
I've got a couple of points I'll make when you get this.
Okay, well, I'm pretty much finished. I just wanted people to know that they shouldn't lose hope yet. Don't pay attention to what mainstream media is saying, including Fox News, by the way, folks. They're getting just as bad as everybody else.
They are.
They are. What America News Network is the only one that I actually look at. They're like Fox News was 15 years ago. So that's my personal favorite. Watch whatever you want. But whatever you watch, make sure it lines up with whatever, you know, with what you already know or what you believe to be fact. So go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, the Murdochs own Fox. So the Murdochs, Rupert Murdoch, is no friend to conservatives, and his kids are, as far as I, from what I understand, are raging liberals. And so that's why you see everybody at Fox muzzled. They're basically wolves in sheep's clothing. They're trying to occupy a certain space in the marketplace for people like us. But as you watch them, you'll keep seeing little clues that give you to know that they're BSing, and so you can't count on them. There are, according to reports, at least two billionaires, possibly three, thinking of buying Fox News. Fox News is not yet on the block, but as their ratings continue to tank, that is to say people are figuring out that they're just not tons better than CNN or anything like that. They're just, they are no bastion of freedom over there, and they're not, you know, they're just playing a part. And so the market share keeps going down. More people are looking to alt media. But here's the thing. It is being widely opined that these local court cases about election fraud will be dismissed by liberal judges. A lot of these people were appointed by Obama. And it'll wind up in the Supreme Court. We find that Justice Roberts appears to be co-opted. He is not a voice for the conservatives, but the word on the street is that with Ms. Barrett on the court, we will squeak out with a 5-4 decision or something. So it'll get to the Supreme Court, and then they'll decide up there. But if Biden, if that doesn't work out, what's going to happen, and this is what the market looks for, Biden will print $2 trillion immediately in 2021. He'll follow that up with another $3 trillion during the year of helicopter money. And then, of course, there'll be $1 trillion in student debt forgiveness. Well, what does that mean? Well, they're doing everything they can to destroy the dollar, and you would be absolutely stunned to find out how much gold and silver China has, and they also have a huge stake in cryptocurrency. I mean, huge. They own like 1% of all of the circulating bitcoins. Bitcoins, even, and I think I mentioned this last week, you've got estimates for this coming year that go anywhere from $100,000 a coin. Citibank, and this is not guys in their mother's nightcoat in the basement. Citibank, which, you know, once again, giant corrupt bank, says 318,000 by the end of next year. So what's going on here is that
16,000 right now, right, Rick?
It got smacked down pretty good this week. Of course, I knew it would because I bought a little bit at 19,000. So it turned right around and went to about 16,500. Which, you know, if you watch any, even the stock, they'll run up real hard like Bitcoin did. It went from like 13 to 19 with no breather at all, or you could say really 11 or 12 to 19, just went straight up. And so it'll pull back a little bit, develop a base, and then go higher. But the estimates for next year are huge. Well, what does that make? I don't like Bitcoin. I'm not going to own Bitcoin. I don't want any Bitcoin. I get that. I totally get that. What I'm telling you, though, is that major institutions are buying this stuff up faster than it can be mined. I think they mine 900 coins a day. I think that the demand is 2,600 a day. So there is a Bitcoin shortage. Why are they doing this? They're doing this because everybody knows that they're intentionally destroying the U.S. dollar. And people in the know are trying to get away from anything denominated in a dollar. They're trying to get out of the dollar. But it is interesting to me to note that when you talk about forms of capital, the financial capital is just one of the eight forms. So if you talk to somebody about gold, silver, or cryptos, if they're a person who would listen to this show, they will inevitably say the same thing. What good is that stuff going to do you when there's no food? Well, you're absolutely right. Food and the ability to grow food are two other forms of capital. They don't interchange. Gold is not food. Food is not gold. I didn't say that they were, and I don't think I could convince you of that. Your social capital. You really shouldn't eat your friends. But in a grid-down situation, you need some people around you who have skills you don't. I mean, if you know somebody around who is like a nurse or a doctor, something like that, an EMT, emergency, those people are valuable because they know things you don't know. So there are eight forms of capital. Well, yeah, and so, and you can always get these people if you say, you know, I think you should, you know, be able to protect yourself. Well, what good is that if somebody, you know, they'll overwhelm you with force? Yeah, I know. So you need a gun, you need some financial capital, you need all of your skills, you need some food put back, you need to know how to clean water, you need to do all of these things, okay, in order to have a well-balanced existence. If you look at people who were basically the pioneers crossing the country, they had all these things. They knew where to get clean water. They knew how to get food. They knew they may have not had penicillin, but they knew what plants and stuff to use. So they had the skills to survive, and they did survive because in those who lit out without either the proper knowledge or enough social capital around them, people with them who knew these things, they simply perish along the way. And I think you're going to see some more of that. But I guess my point would be is that each form of capital has a place and a time. There'll be a time and a place for silver or gold or cryptos, but it probably wouldn't be until we're coming out the other end of the pipe. And there will be those groups of people who will have a very, very keen interest in putting everything back together again, because undoubtedly they'll want to put it back together again their way so that they will have an advantage and they can be in charge. But they will put the system back together again after a few years of chaos. And at that point, I think you might find that your financial capital is very handy. You know, food would be available at Walmart, that kind of thing. So food storage won't be so important as some other things. But, you know, don't make the mistake of thinking you can interchange forms of capital. You can trade for them, but you'll find that in order to get one, you have to give up another. And I don't recommend that. I recommend having, if you can, as many of the eight forms of capital as you can possibly get. What think you?
I agree.
What would you? All right.
Hey, Chris. Well, I mean, Rick, I got a question. All right. It might be a stupid one, but I know I've heard this from other people, and I haven't been able to answer it. Let's say you bought, you know, you had the money to buy two coins, you know, two of the Bitcoins. If there's an EMP, be it from the sun or an enemy, how do you recover your Bitcoins, or do you?
No, they would remain. They would remain in the servers and or, and I'm not good at this yet. You should have a cold wallet. It's what it is a big USB drive. It's a it's not big. I mean, it's about as big as a car key. It's larger than a regular flash drive, and it's called a Trezor.
Okay.
The highest quality one is called Trezor, Trezor. Some people call them Trezor or whatever it's called, but you keep your crypto on that. And I still haven't gotten to the bottom of whether or not that's a backup copy. This guy has become legend. He's English. He was buying Bitcoin when it was at a penny. His computer got funky. He decided that he was just going to get a new computer, and he He put his computer in the landfill, and apparently what was in that computer is worth right around $18 million right now.
Oh,
and he's
wow.
trying to get, yeah, he's trying to get permission from the British government to start excavating the landfills and try to recover this thing and somehow restore the drive. Good luck with this. But so far, no dice. But so, yeah, I mean, like I said last week, you know, any form of capital, if you lose it, break it, throw it away, get it stole, that is your problem. And to, you know, if the net is going to, your Bitcoin was never a currency. It is a store of wealth. It's not really meant for transactions, although it certainly can be used. It's as fast as wiring money. But when you're talking about decentralized finance, there are other cryptos that do that, like Ethereum, and my son-in-law's Cangia is made specifically to change money in an instant in what they call smart contracts. Also, Theta is a decentralized payment system. So, you know, and they would use it for things like, you know, let's say you download an app on your phone and Apple, you know, wants to charge you $2.99. Well, one of the decentralized finance type situations are used in that, not Bitcoin. You would use what they call DeFi for that, and I'm hardly the expert on this, certainly my son-in-law. Obviously, Thursday we were going over this back and forth, standing over the barbecue pit cooking the turkey. We, you know, talked about cryptos and all that sort of thing. However, to that point, I also wanted to mention that along with late in the week, the cryptos all taken a royal ass-kicking. So did silver. We had the December short covering, and they knocked silver down pretty good, knocked it down a couple dollars. So silver is on sale. If a cryptocurrency form of financial capital is not your cup of tea, then I wouldn't know why metal wouldn't be. I would think you could avail yourself of silver while it's on sale. That would certainly be the move. There are lots of people that are suggesting that silver will go from where it is, which is about 80-1, to 40-1, and then over $50. And then once it goes there, they're thinking that it will be a very quick ride up to, say, half of gold. And then eventually, if you like the road to Ruta, if you like Bix Weir, they'll say parity with gold. Parity with gold. He's a wild man. But parity with gold, that means, you know, silver. Parity with gold at $5,000 to $10,000, wherever gold actually winds up as the dollar collapses. So, you know, silver to go from, let's say you can buy, I think I checked yesterday morning, I think a coin was going to cost you about $25. You know, to go from $25 to $5,000 is a wonderful thing.
Yes and no. You know, here's the thing though, Rick. Let's say it did go to 5,000 or even 1,000 or whatever. The question is, what would that be worth? You know, the value, not the dollar amount, but the value.
Right.
That's what scares me. Now,
I think I hear rock and roll too.
Hey guys, we have a break. Ladies, don't we'll be back in about 3 minutes. Please hold on.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Rural Survival Show with Jim and Ori Spencer and Rick Schmidt on Sunday, November 28th in the year of our Lord, 2020. We're going to go to our first caller of the show, and that is Pat in Fort Worth, Texas. Good morning, Pat. Ah, Pat has disappeared. Okay. Okay. All right, Rick, let's continue, sir.
I'm sure Pat was just going to say that Teresa, the little flower, was actually running a brothel in her spare time or something. So I think that'll be fine. You were trying to make a point there about what it means when silver is at $5,000. I think you were going to say it just means that the dollar is worth zero.
Correct.
Well,
correct.
That is probably so. And so I guess my point there would be, so if you're completely invested in U.S. dollars, whether that's your 401k or your pension fund or whatever it is, if those are worth zero, then you're worth zero. And so yes, you know, I am well aware of the fact.
It's better to be worth something than nothing.
Well, yeah. So if you had a little, of your wealth protected in some way, then you wouldn't necessarily, have to be standing in the government breadline along with everyone else. I guess that really is the point of what I'm saying is, because we don't know what's going to happen, I'm going to say it's not a bad idea to go ahead and place a bet on every horse in the race. If you can do that, that would be my approach. I'm not nervous about recommending that, everybody have a little crypto, everybody have some silver, everybody have some food. I'm saying have some of everything. People like Curtis Stone was saying, who, by the way, I want to reference him here in a few minutes. He's got a really cool new video out about microgreens, fascinating. But what he was talking about was one of these financial gurus. I watch him, Gerald Celente, Mike Maloney.
Hey, we catch that top of the hour break, that pesky thing, Rick. When we come back, we're going to talk to Laura in Michigan. Laura, give the call-in number, please.
Our call-in number is 1-512-248-8252. We'll be back in three.
Thank you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.